This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How are you? I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Good morning. I'm looking forward to this conversation as well. This is a guest that I have known for a number of years, but he hasn't made an appearance on the show yet. So this is his first.
3.5 years we haven't had this guy on the show.
I know. Shame on us.
Have we ever had a pre-sale guru on the show before?
No.
All right. Well, we're about to. Say hello to our guest. His name is Michael Barsky. He's a residential real estate broker and pre-sale guru with Michael Barsky Real Estate. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Michael, before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
My name is Michael Barsky. I am a residential real estate broker and self-proclaimed pre-sale guru. My background is I have a Bachelor's of Architecture and a MBA, and I have been a licensed real estate broker in Georgia for 15 years.
So I know we were talking recently about just the changes in the market. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about the biggest change in the market in the last 5 years?
Sure. The biggest change has been that builders have switched from market homes to pre-sales. And that really has changed the game for both buyers and for builders.
Walk me through why you're a pre-sale guru.
I'm a pre-sale guru because I have done probably over 500 pre-sale transactions representing sellers such as John Whelan Homes and Sharp Residential. So my background in architecture, in project management, and in the nuts and bolts of how to sell the dream is fairly high-tuned.
For some of our listeners who might not really know what a pre-sale is versus a market home, do you want to explain the difference?
Sure. A market home is like buying a car off the lot. There it is. It's done. It's ready to go. It can close in a short period of time. A pre-sale is selling the dream. A pre-sale is buying a piece of land, putting a house on it, picking the floor plan, picking all the selections. It's a much more intricate and involved process.
What explains the shift? Why have we gone from market homes to more pre-sale?
Well, risk, number one. Builders don't want to put inventory out in the ground and have it sit. And number two is buyers are becoming more particular. Pinterest, house, and the internet has opened up selections for the buyers such that they can pretty much call the shots these days.
Yeah, it's so true. I know we used to say in the downturn that houses shouldn't have birthdays, because we certainly had some inventory in Atlanta that aged before it sold.
Correct. And we actually used to call them toddlers.
Toddlers. Okay. I hadn't heard them called that. That's a good one.
But yes, so you're watching new home subdivisions go up and people are driving by and they're not seeing market homes. They're seeing people spending time doing pre-sales.
So buyers are becoming more particular, you say. How so?
Buyers want what they want. Back in the day, builders would go ahead and put market homes in that had fairly standard selections. The average buyer, and again, it depends on price point, is probably adding somewhere between 10 and 40% to the price of the house to do decorative selections.
It's interesting. You know, the other thing that I'm seeing that's a little bit of a trend in Atlanta, I'm interested in seeing if you have noticed this as well, is that a lot of builders that used to always have a decorated model home don't have models anymore.
Correct. It's extremely expensive to obviously build a model home, and it's extremely expensive to market those items that are in it. Yes.
Yeah, so it becomes even more critical to be the pre-sale expert, because now you really are selling the dream. You don't even have a model to show them of what they might be buying.
Correct, and we don't have selections. A lot of builders are scaling back, not having design centers or design staff. It's putting more of the onus back on the on-site salesperson to become knowledgeable in many, many more facets of the business than they had been before.
So interesting, Carol. So what you're saying is that design centers and models will become a very much a unique differentiator now?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Michael Barsky will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Michael Barsky, residential real estate broker and pre-sale guru. So if I'm a buyer and I'm getting ready to get into this phase where I'm going to buy a pre-sale, what are some initial steps I should do so that I do this process smartly and carefully?
You mean beside hire me as your buyer's agent?
Well, if that's a simple answer to the question, then let's move along.
The interesting shift in the market has changed sort of representation because the most traditional real estate agents do not have new construction experience. That's number one. Number two is the buying process is much different. Builders use their own contracts. Builders use their own forms. Builders use their own processes. So it's a different arena.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute. So let's just say I'm in the market for a new home and I know that I'm going to go to, a builder because I want a new home. Why do I need an agent?
People make the mistake that the on-site agent represents the buyer. The on-site agent is really the expert. The on-site agent knows exactly what's going on in the neighborhood. They know the plans, they know the site plan, they know the floor plans. They have tremendous knowledge, but they represent the builder and not the buyer.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty simply, I think. Michael, let's talk about 2015. What are you expecting to see in 2015? Any trends we ought to be keeping an eye on?
More pre-sales. More and more buyers have decided that they're going to jump into the arena and start the process extremely early. One of the major shifts that I've seen is that the cycle time between when a buyer decides to buy and a buyer decides to close is closing in on a year.
Wow. Well, and then what about the construction time? At the point that you, sign the contract that you want a pre-sale, how long might you be waiting?
That is generally buyer-driven. It depends on how much the buyer wants to change. But I tell the story, I had a contract that I wrote in March of 2013 that we are at drywall.
Holy cow. Wow.
Long time.
Wow.
So you could be waiting for a while. Well, it's an interesting cycle. Part of the reason that market homes have been so popular over the years is because you can, close quickly. And there are, relo people and others that want to move and close quickly. But you certainly don't get the personalization that you get when you decide to, buy a pre-sale.
I am hoping builders actually start hopping up the standard features in their market homes. I think they would be much more successful if they put in what the actual buyers of pre-sales are putting in their houses.
And what is that? What are the common upgrades that you're seeing from your customers?
Kitchens and baths, same as it has always been. But buyers are spending a lot of money in kitchens and baths.
I wonder if it's because they're cooking more or think they're going to cook more. What's the vision there?
Fantasy, and it's also shiny and bright and pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, kitchen and bath products are certainly sexy. It's a lot sexier than a 2x4.
Correct, or a fireplace.
Right, for sure. So what about the trend of, open floor plans? Are we still, vaults, two-story, foyers? What are you seeing out there?
The same. That really hasn't changed.
Okay.
Relos, obviously, we're looking for market homes. I mean, that was the goal. But I think nowadays, they're spending the time and rather do a pre-sale.
All right. Well, Michael, I hate to say it, but we're running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Michael Barsky Real Estate?
They can certainly call me on my cell at 678-522-0954 or visit me on the web at michaelbarsky.com.
Michael Barsky, residential real estate broker and pre-sale guru. Michael, it was great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Michael Barsky, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.